From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Skilled workers from abroad who want to work in the U.S. for companies that want to have them have to apply for what's known as an H-1B visa. The system for getting those visas is complicated, stressful, and lottery-based. It also has a price tag up to $4,000, and it's employers who have to pay. As Sally Herships reports, when it comes to H-1Bs, the business owners have plenty to grumble about.
There's really no polite way to say this. When it comes to the H-1B system, the tech industry is pissed off. It says H-1Bs prevent it from hiring the employees it needs. Just listen to Amal Sarva. He's based in New York. He's helped to found multiple startups, like a smartphone company called Peak and Virgin Mobile USA.
You know, the fantasy of the H-1B opposition is that, oh yeah, sure, we'll just hire more out-of-work coal miners and bring them to New York, and it's not possible.
There are a lot of disagreements surrounding H-1Bs. Critics say jobs that should go to Americans are given away to cheap foreign labor. But Sarva says it's not that simple. This morning, we're visiting Knotel, another one of his companies. It provides customizable co-working space in New York. On the fifth floor, we stop by the desk of Kabir Chopra. He's Canadian, but originally from India. He's a Knotel client and CEO of his own company, which makes customizable sofas. Do you have any members of your staff who are on H-1Bs?
No, just me. Everyone else is American.
But Sarva says creating jobs is hard to do when you can't hire the workers you need. Even worse, H-1B rules are complicated. It's so bad that when I call the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services office to clarify the rules, the spokesperson there gets something wrong. She says when workers lose their visas, they have 10 days to leave the country, when really it's 60. Sarva says the problem isn't hiring skilled foreign workers.
Far more real is if you can't get visas, you just open an office overseas.
Danielle Ayobdia studies H-1Bs at Northwestern. He says another problem with the current system is it favors large companies. Remember, H-1Bs are based on a lottery, and you have to pay to enter. So if you need 100 workers with a special skill, a big company can afford to submit three times that many applications. Odds are it'll win the spots it needs. But a small company, which really needs one or two special workers, is likely out of luck. Just ask Ben Weber.
We didn't win the lottery. I mean, literally, did not win the lottery.
Weber is co-founder of Humanize, a small tech startup in Boston that analyzes productivity. And he is frustrated.
Our people are incredibly specialized and incredibly skilled. I can literally tell you, they create orders of magnitude more jobs than us hiring an entry-level employee. I mean, we will hire people to work for them.
If they can stay. Weber says if his workers don't get visas next time, he started pricing office space in Japan and Canada. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.